This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 7th of August. Surrey captain Gareth Batty surprised everyone, including his opposite number Paul Collingwood, by electing to bat after winning the toss on the opening day at Chesler Street. They began relatively well, overcoming the early loss of Zafar Ansari to reach 41 for 1, before the rot set in. They slumped to 80 for 7 as Chris Rushworth took 3 wickets, before John Lewis took the total into 3 figures with a sprightly 23. Ben Stokes then returned him off at the tail, and with figures of 4 for 40, as the visitors were all out for 129. Durham lost Mark Stoneman early in their reply, but recovered to close on 119 for 4, thanks to an unbroken 5th wicket partnership of 61 between the experienced pair of Dale Benkenstein and Paul Collingwood. Nottinghamshire only had time to face 49 balls from Somerset's opening bowlers on day 1 at Taunton. Ricky Vessels fell to the last of those for 6, as Peter Traeger and Steve Kirby were finally rewarded for a testing opening spell. Play had finally got underway at 16:40 local time, but more rain meant that the players were forced off again less than an hour later. More than half the day was lost to rain on day 2 of the second division clash at Bristol, where the home side closed on 104 for 2 in reply to Hampshire's 271. Gloucestershire's last 2 wickets had added just 6 to their overnight score, as James Tomlinson and Cabby Ali accounted for Richard Cawtree and David Payne. Hampshire then lost their captain Jimmy Adams early on, but Neil McKenzie and Bilal Shafiat added 79 for the second wicket. Shafiat fell to the former Hampshire player Benny Howell shortly before stumps, but McKenzie remained unbeaten on 52. England Lions and Australia A were evenly matched on a truncated opening day to their unofficial test match at Old Trafford. The home side lost Joe Root early to Mitchell Johnson, but Nick Compton and Owen Morgan wrested back the initiative with a cautious second wicket partnership of 79. Compton was then dispatched by Nathan Lyon for 46, with Morgan and new man Johnny Bairstow following soon afterwards in quick succession to make it 114 for 4. Samit Patel and Craig Keesvetter then took the Lions to stumps without further loss on 140 for 4.